Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest burst into our national consciousness with his plans to turn a jumbo jet into a glamping attraction back in 2016. Since then, we've seen him talking about his day job in an RTE documentary on his funeral business. It's great to welcome a man I've met before, but I'm delighted to meet again, Mr. David McGowan, to Down to Business. How are you, David?
I'm all right. Now, the last time I seen you, we were measuring you up to see would you sleep in a taxi.
Yeah, that's right. So, and again, it was back in those, I think that was probably in...
17.
Was it 16 or 17?
17.
Yeah. So I remember being on the site. I remember interviewing you up on the upstairs of a double-decker bus. There was a London taxi outside. And the plane that is so much talked about had just arrived, I think, maybe a few weeks beforehand.
That's right, yeah. And it brought a lot of excitement and attention to the part of this island that I live on.
Yeah.
So I'm a very proud Sligo person. And I just love living and working in this area.
Yeah. Mm. And David, you have dreams, you have plans. You're fascinated, I think, by transport, and you haven't quite got the glamping village off the ground yet. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, and there's several reasons behind that. I'm sure there's a lot of people around Ireland wondering why it has never changed. But this is a business program, so there's part two to it. It was a challenge in all the different moves.
Yeah.
It was a challenge buying it. It was a challenge coming up with the idea. It was a challenge closing down an international airport. It was a challenge pulling it up the Atlantic Ocean. It was a challenge getting it onto a beach, 500 ton of it,
yeah,
and then getting it up to my back garden. But, you know, it's like everything else. We had a great local support here. Everybody seen the excitement. It brought joy and business around the place. I mean, I think they ran out of chips 3 weekends in a row here after bringing it in. So, I mean, that could all be good for business, and it lifted the people as well. Now, all of those things being said was very good and exciting, and we brought attention to the part of the island I live on. But then there's a challenge of business. You know, we didn't want it to become a white elephant. And in rural Ireland, it's a challenge.
Can I ask, are you still looking for an investor to help you?
Yeah, we went round
off the ground.
Look, at any business today, you know, you have to have your head screwed on. Costs a lot of money to do these things.
Yeah.
And to be honest, my funeral business was supporting all the moves and everything else. But there's a time you have to stop and say, right, when is this project going to take off on its own? And there are a lot of challenges in the planning. And, you know, I realised halfway through the whole development that the proper infrastructure wasn't in the rural town to support it.
Okay.
So the local authorities was looking for me to put in a whole sewer system, despite the sewer running right through my site. But the treatment plant down at the beach wasn't strong enough. Now, just in a quick, I don't want to go on about it all day, but in order for me to get the foul off my site, I would have to dig up the whole town to get down to the treatment plant at the back of the pier at a cost of £500,000. So
okay.
I didn't have £500,000 to spend on it.
Yeah.
So, but there are lots of good things as well, like, you know, so...
But you know, you've brought the project so far,
mm,
even with the frustrations and planning or infrastructure or whatever they are, you know, the plane is there, so
you can come back
to it any time, surely.
We'll just talk about a business aspect of it as well. One of the authorities in this country to support tourism in Ireland is Fáilte Ireland.
Mm.
Now, I made several applications and I wore out going up and down to that office. But in 2016, all they kept saying to me was, you're unfortunate, you're at the wrong time. And I says, why? Well, Fáilte of Ireland doesn't support food or beds anymore. Now, that confused me because I wondered why were they bringing tourism around Ireland if we hadn't beds or food for them. So apparently when they got the Wild Atlantic Way, which I have to say was a brilliant, and whoever came up with that, it definitely brought people around this part of the island.
Yeah.
But we in Inniscrone here was on the pinnacle for that trip. And what they said to me was they'd been supporting hotels along the Wild Atlantic Way and they're calling it a halt to it. So they decided to direct their funding to other sources. Now, my argument was with them that sleeping in a jumbo jet was different than sleeping in a hotel.
Yeah,
so certainly they obviously couldn't see that. I then asked them if they create an extra box and think outside that box. It didn't happen.
Okay. I want to end on a positive because I want to ask you about your funeral business.
Yeah.
The new crematorium.
You heard about that?
Yeah. So tell me about that because I'm sure our listeners will be very interested to hear how all that's going.
Yeah, it's going well. Look, as anybody in business today knows, you have to mind it. And you have to be careful what you spend. The trend at the moment in Ireland that cremation is on the rise. We don't have a crematorium facility in Connacht. So I thought, well, this is my main business. I should be looking out for this.
Yeah.
And I have three daughters in the business. Bridget's running Foley McGowan's in Sligo. Mary is running McGowan's in Ballinet. And Edna's looking after the crematorium and looking after all the deceased people. So my family is involved in the business now. And that's the future.
Right.
So going future, you need to think future. So we're hopefully open the first crematorium in Connacht in April, in Colony in Sligo.
No way.
So we're looking forward to that. And again, I'll be putting my different... I think I'd be very close associated to death. And I think nature is very close to death. And I want to do something different than any other crematorium in Ireland at the moment. So wait for it.
Well, I'll keep an eye on you, as I have done for many years.
Yeah.
So, and when I was coming down to these parts, you were a man who was top of my list that I wanted to speak to. So thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for coming to us.
Not at all. And I'm delighted to be here. David McGowan, ladies and gentlemen.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.